There have been several innovations in cotton harvesting technology over the years, and I'm sure that we all understand the most recent, of course, would be the onboard module builder picker system. The Case 8 onboard module picker became available this year, and the John Deere prototype machine was used extensively throughout the belt as well. People here are very interested in these machines and in the technology, so we thought we'd use this session today to have a very open, frank discussion about your on-farm experiences. There will be more specifics available this afternoon in the workshop session. I've been in the cabs of both of these impressive machines as they pick cotton. It's quite an experience. Everyone here is looking forward to this, so let's get started. We thought we'd use a little background information, so I'll alternate between you. We can start with you, Charles. How many acres do you farm and how many are in cotton?
Farm about 3,600 acres of soil cotton.
How about you, Kenneth?
We farm 14,000 acres and we have 10,000 acres of cotton.
How spread out is your operation?
Oh, it's over about a 20-mile area, north and south 20 miles, about 5 or 6 miles east and west. And we sit in the middle of it with our headquarters.
How about you, Kenneth?
We have a family farm operation, and we actually have what we call the north unit and then the south unit. On the north unit is basically the home place, and it's about 4,500 acres up there. And then on the south unit at Perthshire, where our main headquarters and our gins are operated, we have about 9,500 acres there. And it's all the land in both the north and the south are contiguous with each other. So we're not spread out a lot, but sometimes when you miss a rain, you miss it on the whole thing. So that's not good all the time.
And do you have any ownership in a gin?
Yes, I do.
Do you, Kenneth?
Yes, well, actually, my family, we operate two cotton gins, and they're within about 3 miles of each other. I don't know how much longer we're going to need two. With the way the demise of the cotton industry, we may be looking at one gin from here out.
What brand of equipment do you run, or brands do you run?
It's all John Deere.
And Kenneth?
It's all Case IH.
I doubt there was anybody in this room who didn't know that, but we thought it was worth noting.
And we are friends.
I know that. We are. And I'm glad I'm in between you.
We are friends, but I cut my finger. I bleed red, though.
I bleed green.
Okay. Which tillage systems do you employ on most of your ground?
Ours are all minimum till. We go up on the old rows in the fall and then knock it down with a new own plant. And we're all Roundup Ready Flex also.
Okay. And Kenneth?
Well, historically, back about 5 or 6 years ago, we went to a no-till system, and but now we have switched gears and have had to go to a conservation tillage, and that's a rip, hip, and roll operation. The reason for that, most of our irrigation, about 80% of it is pivots, and our yield started going down, and we could not figure out why and what was happening, so we had to go to a tillage system that would help break the hard pan, that the pivots, the drops of water. I mentioned being in a dry area a minute ago, and sometimes in 06, we made 12 circles with a pivot. So you can imagine the compaction you get with the water droplets when you have to irrigate that much. So we've gone to what I say is a conservation tillage practice.
Okay. Now, Charles, how many years experience do you have with the harvest system you're using?
We just used one this season. Most of the season, we ran one picker. This season. Now, I went to Larry McClendon's farm back in 2005 and spent a day down there watching it operate down there. So this was, and when I saw that, I felt like the system was going to work. And so we got one this year to use in 2007. And so this is our first year to have it.
Okay. And Kenneth, how many years experience do you have?
Well, I've been exposed to it for 5 years on the Case IH side of it. And of course, the first couple of years were with prototypes. And fortunately, in 05, we ran three of the machines and picked a large majority of our crop that year. And then 06, 07, we're now running seven machines. And so we're 100% harvesting our crops with the onboard module case picker.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about the harvest crews with this year's experience. So how did it differ using this new system versus last year?
Well, with the John Deere system, we just had the driver, and we had a handler to pick the modules up and stage them to be picked up with a module truck. But we wouldn't have had to have one there full time. It didn't take that much time to do that. So I feel like one module handler will handle 2 to 3 pickers without any problem. And so basically we'll have a driver, and in our operation this coming year, we're going to have 2 of the 7760 pickers, and we'll have 2 drivers and 1 handling the module handler.
For your whole harvest crew?
For the whole, right.
Okay. Kenneth, you've had a few more years' experience, so you don't have to necessarily contrast it to last year, but just over the years, how has that evolved, and what was it last year?
Well, I guess the best way to answer your question on the crews is what crew? Because when you go back and look, when we run a lot of pickers, so we had to have a lot of support equipment, module builders, bow buggies, and so forth. So now we don't have those tractors. We don't have those bow buggies. We don't have the module builders. So our crew has gone from 4 people from 24, you might say. And all they do is to tarp the modules as we pick them.
Okay. Another question everybody's interested in is time efficiency. So how many acres can you cover with one of the new systems?
We covered about 11 acres an hour per picker with that 7760 picker.
Okay. Kenneth?
We do about the same. My problem comparing my operation with Charles is we're further south, so we have higher humidity than our average harvesting day is probably 8.5 to 9.5 hours, and we normally about 75 acres per day. Like I said, I've been running pickers a number of years, so I can tell you basically what we do with them on our operation.
Okay. And as I was in the cabs of both of these, I was impressed with all of the technology, naturally. And we were curious, what is the learning curve for your labor in running one of these systems?
Well, I don't think it's going to be a big problem. My son-in-law ran the picker this year. Of course, he's his degree's in computer science, and he understands computers really well. We've been running GPS, Trimble GPS systems for about the last 5 years, RTK. And the men that work for us are used to that, and it's not a great deal of difference. You know, they can handle those systems, and I don't think they'll have any problem with the picker.
Kenneth, what was your experience with the learning curve?
Our learning curve with our pickers were our labor is adapted to them very, very readily. And the reason for that is because the Case IH onboard module picker is built with the driver in mind, or the farmer in mind. It's one button push, unloading. You have yield monitors on the picker that tell you how many pounds of cotton are in the basket all the time. In addition to that, there's an onboard camera with a TV screen in the cab of the tractor for the picker, and the driver can see exactly visually how much cotton is in the basket. The third thing that the onboard module picker has is a lighting system that shows you whether you're 20% full, 50% full, or 80% full, however you want to set that. So the driver has 3 ways to be able to do that. And then when I said, you know, with the unloading system, one button unloading, so it makes it very, very simple for the drivers, and our drafters just simply adapted to it excellently.
Charles, what surprised you most about the new machine?
The maneuverability of it, when you first look at the machine and see how big it is, you wonder how it's going to operate on your turn rows and that sort of thing. And we noticed we turned back on the next 6 rows. With a John Deere machine, you don't have anything to, the turning radius is real good. You don't have anything in your way as fuel tanks or water tanks or anything behind there. And you can actually turn back on the next 6 rows, and that surprised me as much as anything. We found that's one thing. It speeds us up on the amount of cotton we can pick with it. Plus, you know, of course, on the John Deere, you never have to stop. You just unload and carry it to the end or drop it in the field or whatever you're going to do with it, you know. So that helps.
Kenneth, what surprised you most about the new system?
Well, the easy driver adaptability was the first thing. Second thing would have to be reliability. The machine is very reliable in the field. And then also having the luxury of being able to always go to the turn row to unload. I think that's one of the things that really impressed me on the machine.
Now, both companies are constantly making improvements to the system. So what enhancements would you like to see, or do you deem absolutely necessary?
Well, of course, they, in talking to the engineers from John Deere, they they're very concerned about the reliability. And of course, we've been running John Deere 9966 pickers for the last several years since they came out, and they're just absolutely trouble free. And their goal is to make these pickers as reliable as those. And like I say, we had good luck with them, but they're going to make it more user friendly and more reliable. As far as I know, my son-in-law, Alan, he said, you know, that with the 9996 pickers, we don't have any downtime at all. And we did have some of this, but it was mostly software and that sort of thing. So they're working on that, and it will improve.
Kenneth, are there enhancements that you would like to see, or some that are that you deem absolutely necessary?
Well, I'd like to see not only on pickers, but basically every piece of equipment that I operate on their farm. I'd like to see better monitor systems that give the operator and the farmer more data, better information about what might be fixing to happen in the future. I'd like to see those kind of technologies developed. If you have an example, if the particular part in a picker or had excessive wear, I think it'd be good if you knew that ahead of time, so on a rainy day you could go ahead and fix it. Those kind of fine-tuning things is what I'd like to see.
Assuming that you had expectations when you began to use the system, did it meet or exceed them in terms of savings in labor, equipment, fuel, maintenance? And could you discuss that a little bit?
Okay, labor it definitely did, and equipment it definitely did, because we didn't have anything in the field with that picker except one tractor to on the module handler. And fuel, it used a lot of fuel, but we were getting about 25% more production, so, and we weren't having to put fuel in the module builder tractors or the bowl buggy tractors or anything like that. So yes, it met our expectations. And in fact, you know, hopefully we'll be using them this year, and John Deere will have them on the market in 2009, and we'll probably stay with it.
Kenneth, what about you? Did it meet or exceed your expectations in those areas?
Yes, it did, and I did tell what Charles just said in that respect as far as fuel, labor, support equipment. You don't have to worry about a flat on a bow buggy or anything like that anymore. And the thing that impresses me, Bo, I didn't have to change a thing on my operation. That labor that I saved, I can actually have them out there shredding stalks, subsoil and growing up, doing whatever needs to be done. So that was a big, big asset in that respect. Second thing is with the Case IH onboard module picker, I didn't have to change anything at the gen. Didn't have to change anything with the module truck. Just pick them up and take them to the gen, and you handle them just like we've been handling for 25, 30 years, the modules.
What would you consider, Charles, to be the greatest benefit of this system?
Well, one of the benefits that we saw in particular is we don't have any loss of cotton in the field on the turn row. You know, in most conditions, you will lose some cotton as you pick it up off the turn row, and then when it goes to the gen, we don't have any loss there. So we saw some increase in turnout, and that's basically because we weren't losing any cotton. Now, of course, we didn't weigh the cotton. The cotton was lost from the regular modules in the field. You don't know what that is because it's left out there, and we didn't pick it up and weigh it or anything, but we did see some turnout advantages. And our genners said it, you know, gen better than regular modules in that the moisture was more consistent throughout the module, and you know, it's just packed more consistently than you get with a module builder, because with a module builder, you know, you're sometimes having to rush and they don't pack it just right, and if your labor's not you know, they might be a little lax sometime and not get them packed just right, and the consistency's there, and I'm sure that's the same thing on the Case picker.
Kenneth, what would you say would be the biggest benefit from this system?
This system is, in the Case IH behalf, is that I didn't have to change a thing on my farm, and that was the thing that was exciting to me, is to go into a new technology that was not going to cost me any more money to go into it other than the price of the initial price of the picker. And then when I looked at the labor saving, I looked at the support equipment that I could sell. I mean, economically, the onboard module was the only way for us to go.
Because there's so many more working parts with this system, are there any special or troublesome maintenance issues?
No, as far as the maintenance and, you know, getting ready for the day and all that, there's not. Like I say, we did have some software problems, and they're going to address those. Really, there wasn't. I mean, it didn't take any longer to get the picker ready to go to the field in the morning than the previous pickers, and they had plenty of capacity for water and fuel, and, you know, we just really didn't have problems along that line.
What about your system?
Our system, like I said, I've been using the system for 5 years, so it's not something that just introduced yesterday. It's something that's proven. The reliability has been excellent on the machines, and I guess it says it about all right there on that part of it.
All right. Moving on to field placement of the modules. Are there any problems with field placement of the modules with your system or transportation to the gym?
Not really at all.
Can you talk a little bit about how that's done?
Yeah, of course, the module is built, and as you can see, as this video is showing you, then it's got a carrier on the back, and most of the time we carried them to the end. And if the rows were long enough and the cotton was good enough, which we'd like not to be able to make the end any time, you know, but we could. But we could drop them in the field and still pick them up with a handler, no problem at all. So that worked really well, and we could. Like I say, with one man, one tractor and handler out there, he could take them to a high spot or whatever you need to do to pick them up. We lined four of them up together. And on our module trucks, we did modify the five middle chains to where they couldn't tear the wrap. It worked fine.
All right. And Kenneth, what about you?
Well, what we on the onboard module picker that Case IH has developed, you can have the luxury of building a 6 or 7 bale module, or you can build a 9 or 10 bale module. So I mentioned earlier in one of the questions about the three things that the driver has at his option to look and see how much cotton's in the basket. So no matter if you have a different shape field or if your rows are different lengths, that driver soon learns that he can put a 7 bale module, or he can put a 10 bale module. So you got 3 bales to play with to get to the end. So we don't have any problem of correct placement of our modules on the end of the turn row. Matter of fact, you couldn't pay me enough to drop a module in the middle of the field with the stalks tear up chains, or if it rains and it's muddy and you can't get to it. So we always put our modules on the end of the turn row, as we always did with the module builders. So that concept just hasn't changed. And then The case picker has very few moving parts in the basket. I probably should have said this in the last question, but it goes back to the reliability there when you don't have a lot. And then they did this, and the way they designed the picker is didn't have to gain that much in weight. This picker doesn't weigh that much more than a conventional picker does, so that's a big help also.
He brought up weight. I'd like to know, were there any issues with compaction in the field?
After we finished harvesting our cotton, we had a gin customer that had an accident and didn't have his cotton out. He'd lost a leg in the back. So talked to John Deere about taking the picker to them. Of course, the picker belonged to them. And they agreed. He was farming in some gumbo ground out next to the floodway ditches, which was very soft, and we'd had quite a bit of rain. And we were able to go fine. We didn't have any problem. Now, to tell you it didn't make ruts, sure it made ruts. Anything can make ruts when you have that kind of condition. But we didn't have any problem. We didn't really get stuck, Kenneth. But we were able to go, yes, yeah. No problem. And just in dry fields, I didn't see any different compaction. But only time will tell. We can go out and we'll know when we start trying to see how it did.
And Kenneth, what about with your system?
Well, even though the Case IH onboard module picker is lighter than the John Deere, like Charles says, at any certain conditions you can have problems. But we noticed with the Case IH picker, it's longer than the conventional picker, gives you better weight distribution from front to rear, and so we see less of a rut than we have normally seen. As a matter of fact, this year we had 8.5 inches of rain in October. And to our surprise, we went right to the field, right behind the range, and picked with no problems at all. Or let me rephrase that, not as many problems as we anticipated. So we did make some ruts, just like Charles said.
Right. I think a lot of people are interested in the actual modules, how dense they are, and are there any issues with moisture?
Not at all, but not the way it's wrapped. Of course, with that module being completely wrapped, you don't have any wicking problem with moisture coming up from the bottom, and and the way it's made, the water runs off really well. And you know, we just didn't have any problem at all with moisture. And so, and like I said, our generators said it was more uniform throughout the module than it was with the regular module.
And Kenneth, what about your experience with those modules?
Well, basically, we're using the same technology that we have known with module builders all these years. Most of us have learned where to put modules, where not to put modules, so we do the same thing with onboard module picker. Actually, we have more uniform modules because it's not a human being packing that module. It's an onboard module, computer operated, that gives us a much better rounded module, which sheds the water better. So we as humans put the modules in the correct place, and the machine does the rest of it. So we're very satisfied with it.
Charles, were there any increases in ginning costs due to the handling of the modules?
We modified our module chains on the module trucks on the couple on our yard trucks, and then I think on one or two trucks that we're picking up out of the field. And then of course we put in the Stover unwrapping system, which that was additional cost. And but it all worked well, and we feel like that the savings all around, and you know, cotton lost we bought a lot of tarps this year. One of the problems we had this year, we were so dry that we would run out of module tarps, and we had to buy a lot of extra module tarps because of that. And so if you got a system that's got the wrapping on it, you won't run into that problem. So that was an advantage, really.
And Kenneth, what about you? Any increases in the ginning costs?
No, there's no increase in the ginning cost because we didn't change anything. I mean, we used basically the same principles that we had. We didn't change the module truck. As a matter of fact, our cameras, our module trucks have cameras on them. We even sometimes butt two of the one-half modules together and use 32-foot tarps on there. So we saved the expense even to buy new tarps in that respect. So. No more help needed at the gin. I mean, we're taking off tarps just like we always have and rolling them up. On top of that, we turn our tarps about 3 to 4 times per year, so I reuse those tarps and keep my costs down on the tarp part of it, which is another thing that I like about the Case IH concept.
Wearing your ginner hat, take us through the ginning of the module from your system and moving it around the yard or moving the wrap.
Well, of course, it moves just like we just use a module truck to pick it up and set it on the module feeder. And then the Stover system, cuts the tarp covering. And it's right there in front of the disperser there. And we do have a couple of men that pull the plastic off. And then when we get the plastic off, then we put it in a baling system to compact it and to ready to be recycled. So is that what you want to know?
Right. Kenneth, what about take us through getting that module?
Well, no change. I mean, we just take the onboard modules, take them to the gin and put them on the module yard. We pick them up, gin them just like we have done for 30 years with our regular module system. Just absolutely no change, no extra labor.
We don't have any extra labor either. I mean, the labor's there for taking tarps off of regular modules, and they just pull this off too, right. So it's not extra at all.
I think people here today might be interested in just an overall wrap-up from both of you about how this has impacted your entire operation.
Well, it's when you don't have to have this, we've been picking up a lot of extra part-time labor in the fall, and that creates a lot of problems, I don't know how it is in your area, Kenneth, but everybody in our area, all of our part-time labor, they want to work at the gin for some reason instead of on the farm. And you might have labor one day, and the next day they went to work at the gin somewhere because they needed something else. And it's really going to help on the labor situation. And like Kenneth said a while ago, what we're doing and plan to do we'll pick everything with the onboard system this coming year. And it'll give us time to do the tillage behind ripping or whatever we're doing. We use one trip plow, so we can put man right behind the picker with a one-trip plow, you know, getting the cotton, getting the ground ready to plant the next year.
You talked about this before, but could you just give us a wrap-up of how it's impacted your entire operation?
Yeah, it's impacted it considerably. And just like Charles said, that part-time person that we had on that Maju builder, that part-time driver that we had on the Mule Boy with the tractor, I don't have 12 tractors out there burning diesel fuel anymore. I don't have the 12 drivers out there anymore that I have to do. Depend on that you can't depend on, or that bow buggy driver runs into the cotton picker. You're gonna tear the picker up, not the bow buggy anyway. So, you know, those things you don't have to worry about. It's just made such an enormous impact on our operation, labor wise, saving wise, and trouble wise. Just like Charles said, it's the thing of the future. I mean, technology changes and. Probably going to be the thing that helps us stay in the cotton business is this new technology on the moduling and onboard module pickers.
I want to thank you both for participating today, and I want to tell everybody out in the audience that there's a harvest equipment panel this afternoon from 4 to 6 in Delta Ballroom B, where there will be discussion in detail by producers, ginners, and both equipment manufacturers, as well as questions from the floor. Additionally, both of the systems module will be discussed in great detail. It'll be an opportunity to ask questions of all the panel participants, and I'm sure it's something you won't want to miss. John?